And that's why if the priest tires, like when we have our parish missions, this is true. I was away for 9 weeks, starting the first week of Lent, and I averaged in each mission 6 hours a day to hear confessions. And the other priests were helping in many places, from New York to Baltimore to North Dakota to the state of Washington to New Jersey to Albuquerque, New Mexico to Washington, D.C., to Ligonier, Pennsylvania, to Altoona, Pennsylvania. 6 hours a day, because we would hear 2 hours after the morning session and after the evening session too, as long as people would come. And then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I went over in each place to hear confessions, at least for 2 hours, sometimes 2.5, 3 hours until supper time. It was a real time of grace, not because it was me, but I'll tell you, it really does something when you're instrumental in bringing these people the peace of Christ. And that's the farewell gift of the Lord. Remember what he said before he left? Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give. And we'll never have that complete peace unless we make our peace with God. It's a very, very special sacrament, and it's the most neglected in the church today. That's part of the malaise of the church right now, I'm sure of it. Confession. You know, I've been around the world 4 times, going to, coming back from Papua New Guinea, where I spent 14 years. And I would still be there, too, except my cardiogram didn't read too well when I came back to this country in 1980. And all my travels and all the books that I've ever read, I've never heard or read about a more consoling story than the one I learned going to a little town in Italy called Foligno. And there I learned the story of Angela, right from her autobiography. She had in her youth the misfortune to commit a very shameful, horrible, ugly, mortal sin. She was deathly afraid to tell the priest. She thought if she told this sin to the priest in confession, he'd knock her full head off. In fact, Father never even heard this one before, sheltered life that he's always lived, you know. So when she came to confession, fear, shame sealed her lips. And out of human respect, because everybody else was doing it, she came up to receive communion the next day, sacrilegiously. And she started to pile them up, one after the other, until she reached the point in her thinking, well, I'm going to hell anyhow. I might as well live it up the rest of the way. Until one night, her favorite saint appeared to her, Francis of Assisi. He said, Angela, what I want you to do is to get the confession to this particular priest and there make a necessary general confession. That's exactly what she did. From that moment on, she started onto the road to a beautiful life of holiness to become one of the great little saints in the church today. And we celebrate her feast on the Franciscan calendar on January the 7th. Very special. And her subtitle is Teacher of Theologians. She was a very bright girl, but she had her problems emotionally early on, but she made her peace with God. What a grace that was for her and for some other people who have to make their peace with God. You know, it's very difficult to live up to the complete revelation of Jesus Christ in the Catholic Christian faith. It really is. For trying to do that, you and I should have at least one return, and that is peace of mind and heart and soul. But we'll never have that unless our consciences are right with God, and that may well start with a good confession. Did you ever get so filled up with something so much that unless you shared it with somebody else, you thought you were going to burst? There's only one area of life where you must do that. We call it the area of serious moral culpability. In the area of mortal sins. All mortal sins must be submitted to the power of the keys, must be confessed. This has been the consistent, constant teaching of the church right through from the beginning. I'd ask you to give that really good consideration. But I want you to examine your conscience. This might be putting you through the hoops too early on, but maybe it's good though. Here we go. Did I deny or doubt God's existence? Did I refuse to believe in God's revelation? that I believe or partake in fortune-telling, tarot cards, good luck charms, or reincarnation? Did I deny that I was a Catholic? Did I leave the Catholic faith? Did I despair of or presume on God's mercy? Did I neglect prayer for a long time? Did I blaspheme God or take God's name in vain, curse or break an oath or a vow? Did I miss Holy Mass on Sunday or holy days of obligation through my own fault?